There is a renewed effort to make backyard hens legal again in Philadelphia. A city councilman introduced a bill in January to bring the birds back. WHYY's Hemant Akhandi reports even if the bill does not gain traction this council session, it's an open secret. There are plenty of chickens in Philadelphia backyards.
Luis Martinez fixes his motorcycle in his backyard on a Friday afternoon. Chickens roam freely around him while he works. Several other chickens cross the street from his North Philadelphia block.
I keep them because that's a part of my tradition.
Martinez grew up in a part of Puerto Rico where he says it's normal to see unrestrained chickens.
I want to teach the little kids here, they never saw a chicken in her life in their own environment.
7-year-old Annalise Franco is fascinated by her feathered neighbors.
They have baby chickens. And they give us eggs.
Still, the neighborhood's beloved chickens, which have been around for at least 5 years, are not legal in Philadelphia. Most neighbors know this. The birds were effectively banned in 2004 through farm animal legislation that placed restrictions on what people could keep in less than 3 acres of space. The bill cited the smell and noise of backyard farm animals as concerns. There have been calls to reverse the ordinance in the past, but no bill has been introduced in council for more than 5 years until now. In North Philadelphia, residents like Edis Rodriguez admit the roosters can be loud.
They don't have a schedule to sing. They sing at any hour, 1 in the afternoon, 3 in the morning. They crow at any hour.
Though Rodriguez says cars that drive through the neighborhood blasting music at 3 a.m. are worse. But not everyone is as comfortable with rooster crows. Morgan Polly is a spokeswoman for the Animal Care and Control Team of Philadelphia. She says while it's hard to give an exact number, the team gets at least a dozen calls related to chickens a year.
We'll usually get complaints in when people are getting frustrated with hearing chickens in their neighborhood and their vicinity because they can be quite loud.
Polly says residents typically get the benefit of the doubt and a week to remove or relocate their chickens. Fines start at $25, and the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections will step in on the rare occasion a resident doesn't fix the situation. Karen Gus, a spokeswoman for L&I, says chickens aren't a major concern for the agency. Maureen Breen is president of Philadelphia Backyard Chickens. She's tried lifting the city's ban for years. She understands people don't want to wake up to the crow of a rooster, so she's open to the regulation of chickens, like banning roosters and limiting the number of hens in a home. But she says forbidding hens outright is a waste.
If there's somebody who's got a couple nice hens in her backyard and a neighbor doesn't like the person, they call it in, we have to waste our city resources, sending L&I out, sending the Animal Care and Control Team out. Some people go through zoning variances. Some people have gone to court. And this is not something that we want to spend our city resources on.
Breen says hens are relatively quiet and are a good source of food.
Grow all the tomatoes you want, but you're not going to get any protein. Most cities have legal hens. Philadelphia is one of the few that does not. So it really seems like we should get that problem corrected.
Jacqueline Rickey, vice president of Camden County Chickens, lives in New Jersey and understands Breen's fight firsthand. She helped drive a 2-year hen pilot program in Merchantville, which ended last year. She says people had concerns about smells, noise, and turning the borough into a so-called farmer town.
So we started working at our farmer's market, having a table set up once a month to get people to understand what we wanted to do, why we wanted to have chickens, and to just get a consensus of what the people in town were thinking.
Rickey hopes the Merchantville Council adopts an ordinance this year making the hens a permanent fixture. In Philadelphia, Breen and her group estimate there are already 5,000 chickens in the city. So they don't need to test the concept, and they're trying to convince city council. So far, only one councilman has met with Breen's group to hear their pro-hen arguments, and the bill doesn't have a hearing date. Hemant Akhandi, WHYY News.